Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Psalm 55. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Psalm 55 on the printed sheet.
The Lord redeems my soul in safety from the battle that I wage. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not yourself from my plea for mercy. Attend to me and answer me. I am restless in my complaint, and I moan. Heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fear and trembling come upon me, and horror overwhelms me. To find a shelter from the raging wind and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, divide their tongues, for I see violence and strife in the city. It is not an enemy who taunts me, then I could bear it. It is not an adversary who deals insolently with me, then I could hide from him. But it is you, a man my equal, my companion, my familiar friend. But I call to God, and the Lord will save me. Evening and morning and at noon I utter my complaint and moan, and he hears my voice. My companion stretched out his hand against his friends. He violated his covenant. His speech was smooth as butter, yet war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords.
But you
my soul in safety from the battle that I wage.
A reading from Luke, the 19th chapter. And when Jesus drew near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, "Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. O Lord, have mercy on us." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Betrayal. Overwhelming shock. Fear. Horror. Suddenly forced to watch all of the activity looking in from the outside. Doublespeak. Secret plotting. Hidden daggers that then leave unexpected wounds. And the desire to see some just desserts. And the desire to just grow some wings and fly away from it all. You see that David knew what we, dear friends, know. And he experienced what those with whom we are hurting right now this week also know. Except, of course, that his pain was a lot deeper, probably, than ours. Our sense of betrayal, our shock, and our sadness doesn't have any of the personal, evil, intentional hatred behind it like David's betrayal did. We've suffered circumstance. It gives nobody any pleasure. But David, as his own son, deliberately, directly betraying him out of malice and enjoying it, a whole nation laughing at his failures, taunting him, and his old advisors and friends egging Absalom on against him. Even, as the old version rather suggestively puts it, even to go about it on the walls of the city with his wives for all to see. I dare say that David knew deeper pain and sorrow. And yet his psalm was not written to diminish, but to capture our pain and sorrow too. And also to give us insight into the anguish and the betrayal of our Lord Jesus Christ as well. How Judas, his old familiar friend, would betray him with a smooth kiss. How those whom he loved would not receive him. Except, that is, to slay him in dishonor. O Jerusalem, how gladly would I have gathered, but you would not. Christ knew the deepest pain, and yet he bore it faithfully, just as his Father laid it on him, crying out not for our destruction, but for our pardon. Take heart, then, that in the Psalter, we are shown yet again today that we have a Savior who is able to sympathize with us in our weaknesses, in our sorrows, in our sadness. He was made like us in every suffering and sorrow and evil, yet without sin of his own, indeed to be made sin on our behalf for us, that we might become the righteous ones of God. And so we have a Savior also then who teaches us how to pray. He teaches us, of course, boldly to call out to his Father as our Father, showing that Christ is our brother in everything, that we likewise are heirs of the kingdom of God. But especially in the Psalms, these words, which once proceeded from the mouth of the divine word and now again came from the incarnate Christ's own lips in prayer, here our Lord Jesus lends us his voice. so that we may become bolder still. Far bolder, I think, than we're usually accustomed to. To say to God, listen up, give ear. Stop hiding, attend to me, answer me. And to what must God stop everything, bend down and listen? I think it's very surprising. It's not just prayers, that most generic word at this point, but it is pleas for mercy. He must give an audience to people who are restless in complaints, groans, moaning to him evening and morning and at noon all the time. I will lament and make noise, the psalm says, and you're going to have to listen to it, Lord. Here we learn, dear Christians, that God does not want a church full of stoics. He delights rather in faith. And note that complaint and noisy, restless lament is not faithless. Now, we regularly are happy to pour out our complaints to each other, right? Which shows that we expect from our friends to find help most of all. But that is the very tragic thought of Psalm 55, isn't it? That friends can and do fail us, even betray us. It is both more honest and more faithful to make a noise and to complain to God in prayer. There we crush our instinct to say, yeah, I can't complain. That's the signal, of course, that we certainly could complain, and we actually would like to. And in such lament, we expose our own unbelief, that it is our instinct to tell a friend who might do something, unlike addressing God, that does nothing at best, or worse, might even make him angry. He already knows all of these things. He obviously didn't want to stop them before they happened, and now I'm sure he doesn't have time or an ear for all of our problems. Well, dear Christians, this shows just how clueless we are about the things that make for peace. So let us learn this week's collect, so timely. Let us learn it by heart along with Psalm 55, and let us keep it with us, dear Christians, and especially you who are hurting this week. Our God declares His almighty power chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Here is the Father's loving heart. It's shown in the tears of Jesus, in the prayers, and in the blood of our Savior Christ. His omnipotence is manifest to the greatest degree in pity and in mercy on us. No one, then, should ever fear abusing His kindness by asking for it. No one ought to hold back a prayer, even a prayer that is born out of frustration. Because our Lord is faithful, He is truthful, He is willing, He is delighted to have mercy, to pour it out, to multiply it, our collect used to say. He is trustworthy. He's just the sort who, knowing everything, knowing that His own would betray and deny Him, nevertheless laid down His life for such friends as us. Set aside then all aimless griping and moaning, all that childish stuff that we are so great at, seeking the pity of our friends and our foes alike. But with it, set aside also that faithless instinct to just shoulder up your own burden and move on. That is not what the Bible says. I think you know what it says. Cast your burden on the Lord, because He will sustain you. He will, as this week's collect says, multiply His mercy on you so that, running to His promises, you be made partakers of his heavenly treasures through Jesus Christ our Lord. Run boldly then, with every complaint and sorrow and burden that you have, to this true friend and to his promises. Because his almighty mercy and pity poured out in Christ's ignominious death, these are the things that make for peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Charles Malley, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.